And I see y'all judging. I see y'all laughing.
Young forever.
I see y'all judging. Y'all don't even know what I went through to get here.
Nah, you don't.
I was down bad, couldn't change my mindset. I had to go right so I wouldn't get left. Life is like a time bomb, ticking, boom, threat. It's a struggle in the field, though I ain't lost yet. I had to make a way, counted on my last bet. No amigo to the game, call it offset. Now that I'm reaching for my dream, my arm get no rest. And what I think I'll let you see, so homie, don't guess.
Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of the New Thinker Podcast. It is Stowe, and this podcast is brought to you by the book called What Were You Thinking? The Guide to Becoming a New Thinker, available at thealanstowe.com. That's thealanstowe.com. And we're going to get right into this episode. I'm talking about episode 6 of the New Thinker Podcast called Privately Owned Mind. And this comes from the inspiration from chapter 5 of What Were You Thinking? The Guide to Becoming a New Thinker, where it says, "It's amazing how everyone has the same exact tool but uses it differently." This is talking about the brain. It might be built with the same parts externally, but the internal story and operation are what is unique. Brains are not franchised. Brains are privately owned. Since your brain is privately owned, that makes you the boss, the owner, the CEO, the president, the CFO. You are in charge. And that's what I want to encourage you with today. That's what I want you to hold on to. That's what I want you to remember, that you are in charge of your brain. You are in charge of your mindset. There are going to be obstacles in life that come against you. There are going to be hardships that come up against you, but you determine the laws, you determine the rules of your brain. And this section, or what I just read, comes from chapter 5 of the book called 95-5. And this is just my own personal theory, that life is 95% mental and 5% oxygen, right? So the brain is so important to take care of, which essentially just makes life 100% mental, because that's where everything starts and operates. It's in your brain and in your heart. Like, that's where that's the center control of your decision making. And you can decide to be good and you can decide to be bad. Now, obviously, there are other, you know, medical conditions or genetic traits that get passed on to us that sometimes we can't avoid. But I believe once we become aware of what it is and the source of it, then we can control it more and we can do better and not just rely on it as an excuse to continue to act in a negative way. And so when it comes to privately owning your brain, you own that real estate, you own that property. This means that you are in charge of the renovations. You're in charge of who is allowed on the property. You're in charge of installing the security system. Your mental capacity, your mental health is based on how much you let in and how much you let out. And with you being the owner, with you being in charge, you make the laws, you make the decisions, and it is up to you to determine the success of it. And this, what's really important about that is that your brain can't be franchised. Right? It's only unique to you. Like, you may think similar to someone, or you may enjoy similar things with someone else, but at the end of the day, Just like how our DNA is different, our brains are different as well. It's your brain controls your life, so you have to take care of it. You can't take it for granted. If we are looking for change, we have to be open to changing ourselves first. It's really impossible to seek new changes if you aren't willing to change with what's to come as well. So we have to be sure to surround ourselves with what we want. We can't just settle for anything. You got to surround yourself with what makes your brain healthy. Like if you were in charge of, you know, building your own house or building your own place of business, you're not going to put it in a vulnerable place where it can be broken into or vandalized. You want to put it in an area that it can be successful, that it can thrive, that it can manifest everything that you expect good to come from it. And so that's how we have to operate in our life as well. We have to position ourselves in areas where we know that we can flourish. We got to position ourselves in healthy, challenging situations so we can continue to grow, continue to be great. We can't just settle to be around what's bad for us and expect good things to still come from it. I know it sounds real simple. It sounds like common sense, but we get caught up in patterns. We get caught up in routines. We get caught up in culture, and we choose to be what others expect us to be instead of being who we truly are or who we truly can be. One quote from a man named George E. Nicholas says, "Avoid any action with an unacceptable outcome." All right, I'll say that again. Avoid any action with an unacceptable outcome. And sometimes we take actions that have multiple outcomes or a continuous outcome. So we have to be mindful of that. If we don't want the result, we can't take the action. But on the other hand, if we do want the results, we have to take that action. It's important to be in that safe space. It's important to put the business of your brain on the right land, around the right property. You have equity in it. You have full ownership of it. It is yours. No one can take it away from you. And it's up to you to determine the success of it, all right? The upkeep of your coordinating center of sensation, intellectual, and nervous activity needs to be the top priority in your life. That is the brain. Fuel your brain with the oxygen that it needs to operate. Feed it the positivity it needs to produce the positive outcomes for your entire body. Your entire body depends on your brain. All right. Responsibly remove yourself from situations that are benefiting you in the way you want. Life is 95% mental, 5% oxygen. So you have to take time to reflect and see what shape is your brain in. Is your brain getting enough positive nutrients to thrive greatly? Or are you feeding it a whole bunch of fats and sugars and unnecessary products and unnecessary vibes, unnecessary energy to slow it down? You have to be the head of your brain. You have to be that private owner. You determine the health, the outcome, and the success of your life. And it all starts up top in your brain. That's just a little quick note for you. I hope you can take that and run with it. I hope that, you know, reminds you of who you are. I hope that helps you with whatever situation you're dealing with, or just a little gem that you can stick with and refer back to just in case you catch yourself slipping. All right. What Were You Thinking? The Guide to Become a New Thinker is the sponsor of this podcast, and you can find that at thealanstowe.com. This has been episode 6 of the New Thinker Podcast. And if we change our mind, we can change our situation. This is for the good and for the bad. I'm Stowe, and I'll check you out next time.
The thoughts that I keep muzzled in mama and them with struggling pills and Robitussin can't deal with the pain and suffering. Hunger runs with my cousins, I knew they wasn't about nothing, but all the beginners was hustling. All the beginners got money, I knew it could buy me jeans, I knew it could buy me bling, I knew it could buy a weapon, he didn't just come after me. I knew it would make a scene, I knew it would make them see. This was the winning team, this for life like a wedding ring, love.